Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The very first thing I do in my Old Testament class, I teach Old Testament survey every year, and the very first thing I do is talk about two different approaches to the Old Testament. One is what's called a moral approach, and the other is a theological approach. The moral approach kind of looks to the Old Testament for heroes of the faith, you know, people who we can emulate and examples of righteousness and people who we can follow. And I don't think that's really the primary way we should read the Old Testament. We should read it primarily through a theological lens, namely that we should look for what the Old Testament says about God. I mean, he's the main character, the main point, the apex of every single story. And to your question, I think that we are pre-programmed to look for, to put the emphasis on different human figures in the Old Testament. I think we're just pre-programmed that way. I think that's the way we have a lot of Bible studies out there that look at the life of this person and the character traits of this person. And, you know, even children's Bibles are a great example. You look at any children's Bible and they want to kind of moralize almost every single story of the Old Testament, you know. The story of David is about how great David is, and the story of Samson is about how strong Samson is, and Noah is about how great Noah is. And so when you actually look at the Old Testament on its own terms, it doesn't elevate these human characters. It simply elevates God and wants to say that God can use very messed up people. I mean, people like Abraham or Jacob. Jacob or Judah. I mean, some of these guys, if you emulate some of these characters, you'll end up in prison. I mean, you'll be having to go out murdering people and having sex with all these women and doing, you know, if you really look at the full story, you kind of step back and say, these guys are really messed up. How could God use them? You know, and then we kind of realize, oh, yeah, it's because God is God and we're not that he can use these seemingly unusable people. So, I think it really comes down. I think people are blinded, or I don't think blinded, maybe they kind of start off on the wrong foot. So when they go to the Old Testament, they see judgment and wrath, and I think we're pre-programmed not to see, you know, this glorious God graciously using people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.